That's the sound of the U.S. rowing team's skull gliding through the water with Grant and Ross James sitting one in front of the other as part of the men's eight.
A good race for the Americans.
The 24-year-old fraternal twins were inseparable as young boys and have led parallel lives as adults. They were in the Boy Scouts together, took up competitive shooting together, and they earned engineering degrees together at the same school. So it should be no surprise that the 24-year-old James brothers compete side by side on the U.S. men's rowing team at the Olympics.
Might just have something to do with it. Twin dynamic.
That's Grant James.
Ross and I have made all of our teams together and feed off each other. For rowing, because it's such a sport where you get guys in a boat and they really have to match up exactly. Having two people who are same body types, so that kind of helps. And then just have another guy there. You know, he's going 110%. He knows I'm going 110%. He's always backing each other up.
United States of America take it.
The James brothers consider themselves fortunate to be able to compete together in the Olympics, but Ross says they have their work cut out for them.
Everyone there is a contender for a medal, and no one's slow. And Germany is definitely probably coming as the favorites only because they haven't lost a race in 3 years. But everybody's right there, and it's going to come down to a couple tenths of a second.
Grant says representing the U.S. is an honor like no other.
I'm always very proud to represent the United States. I love wearing the red, white, and blue, and I don't feel like a hero, but I'm really glad that I get a chance to go there and represent everybody, and my biggest wish is to, make them all proud.
The James brothers aren't the first set of rowing twins. Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss of Facebook fame are just one example. As a matter of fact, more than a dozen Olympic contenders from the U.S. will be accompanied by their siblings during competition at the London Games. They'll compete for medals in several sports, including taekwondo, field hockey, and tennis. So what about the future? Grant says he and his brother have more years ahead of them in rowing.
We're just getting started. I think we still have an ability to keep rowing, and I think I'm going to try to keep rowing as long as I'm able.
And what about those engineering degrees?
We definitely want to use our degrees, and we still stay in touch with them. We've had part-time jobs while we're training, and after we're done rowing, we're definitely going to be pursuing engineering careers, and it's nice to actually have a distraction from rowing. You can still use your brain.
Steve Grzanich, News Radio, WBBM.